Today I wish to talk about loneliness. Now I know that loneliness is often associated with people who are living alone, hence loneliness. But in truth, we are all lonely in our lives, in our journey of life. That is, nobody really knows what is going on inside our minds. And when we are feeling sick or feeling bad, or even when we're feeling happy, nobody really can understand exactly what we're going through. We may try to, people may try to empathize with us, but in truth, they can't do so much to understand what is going through our mind. And there are moments in life when it is really inevitable to be lonely, things that we can only do alone, such as, for example, the reality of death and the fact that nobody can die in our place, which is, in a way, a sad event to contemplate. But I guess loneliness and the fact that we are, in fact, alone in our lives is something we have to deal with, and we try to get distracted using various means. We have television, we have radio, we have now the internet, mobile phones, and these are all distractions. And I guess it's important that we try to find a moment when we can actually learn about ourselves, because I think from personal experience as well, is that some of us fear to be alone because we are afraid of what we'll find in silence and if we are left to our own devices. And this is a tragedy, because if we can't find ways, we are not comfortable with ourselves, and when we are alone, when we are in silence, it is a bit, if I think about it, unreasonable to expect others to be comfortable with us. And from my meditation, as you know, I'm doing meditation, I am finding out that there are some aspects of myself that I have avoided, and these times when I reflect and contemplate in silence about my life, my experiences, I'm starting to become more comfortable with who I am and discover really who I really am inside. And that's the thought of today.